We continue with our study of Jesus' big questions and big answers. Does it seem a little strange that we have to have a national holiday so that we remember to give thanks? But isn't even stranger the way we celebrate it? Does it seem strange growing up that when I received a gift, if I wasn't quick enough, my mom would elbow me and say, "What do you say?" The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." This morning we're going to talk about a rhetorical question that Jesus asked. Rhetorical means it's so obvious you don't even have to give an answer. His question was, "Where are the nine?" Luke tells us in chapter 17 that Jesus was on his way for his final journey to Jerusalem, where he knew he would suffer and die at the cross. He was passing along the border of Galilee and Samaria, and he encountered 10 lepers. Leprosy in those days, up until 1940s when penicillin was invented, was a horrible disease. Leprosy was an incurable skin disease, lumps, sores, deformities. In the Old Testament, leprosy also was considered to make a person unclean under the ceremonial law. It was sort of like the days of the pandemic. The lepers were isolated from society. In fact, if they were healed, they had to get a certificate from the priest. When these 10 lepers encountered Jesus, they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They evidently had heard of Jesus' healing miracles and his power. They acknowledged him as Master, and they cried out with that Old Testament cry, "Have mercy on us." Jesus told them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." So far, nothing had happened. But as they went to the priest in obedience to Jesus' word, they were healed. However, only one of them returned to give thanks to Jesus. Even before he went to the priest to be certified as clean, he returned. The Bible tells us he was praising God with a loud voice. He gave all glory to Jesus, and he gave thanks. But the one who returned was a Samaritan, hated by the Jews, mixed religion, outcast, least likely. He returned to give thanks. So Jesus, with the first rhetorical question, said to him, "Were not 10 cleansed?" Obviously, yes. And then Jesus sadly said, "Where are the nine?" Jesus could have complained about the fact that nine of them were so ungrateful, so unthankful, so caught up with the physical healing that they didn't even bother to come back and say thank you. But instead, he rejoiced in the one who returned, the Samaritan. He told him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." This man experienced, as the nine did, not only the physical miracle of the restoration of health, but he also experienced the forgiveness of sins, a relationship with Jesus. So today, Jesus looks upon our nation. He looks upon all the gifts that God has given us as a people. And I think he sadly says, "Where are the nine?" We think of the blessings that God has given us in connection with the Church of the Lutheran Confession, and especially ILC, and the young people that he has provided through ILC for the preaching and teaching and everyday lay ministry. And you can sit here today and maybe Jesus looks down and says, "Where are the nine?" Think of our individual lives. The blessings that God gives us that we take for granted. In fact, the human failing, the sinful nature is the more that God gives us, the more we tend to forget where these gifts came from, and to give thanks to our Creator, Redeemer, God. It is so easy to take for granted the blessings of health that God gives to us, the blessings of family. So the psalmist reminds us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." But what's the first benefit that the psalmist mentions? "Who forgives all your iniquities." God has given you freely, without cost, except to his Son, the gift of everlasting life. Your Savior God takes care of you. He heals you physically, spiritually. But perhaps today, would Jesus ask, "Where are the nine? Where is the joyous thanksgiving that filled our hearts?" The big question is, where are the nine? The answer is, here is the one. Jesus rejoices in that one brought into the kingdom of God. He rejoices in each one of you and your thanksgiving freely given to God. So as we prepare to celebrate a national holiday of thanksgiving, what is more important is the thanksgiving that fills our hearts and our lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior. What a miracle that the one returned, glorifying, praising God, and giving thanks to Jesus. What a blessing you have. Where are the nine? Close our devotion this morning with the singing of hymn 895, the first stanza.